Welcome to the Pickle Podcast, a place where you can talk about pickles and also life because they go hand in hand, baby. Welcome to the Pickle Podcast. I want to thank everybody for taking a chance to check out my podcast. This is the first episode. It's not going to have any video, of course. Still got that stuff in the mail, but we're jumping the gun here and we're going to put some stuff out today and kind of explain what we're going to be doing because I've got sort of a team here and we're going to fuck some shit up on YouTube. You know, the weird thing is about this podcast, it's called The Pickle. And that's mostly because I'm obsessed with pickles. I want to do pickle reviews on the show just as kind of a quirky little thing. Because I believe it gives us some identity and gives us a basis for critical thinking. And, you know, there's lots of products out there that I'd like to try, and I'd love companies to send me free stuff so I can try it. I'm almost at a loss for words, because this is such a big undertaking to start a YouTube channel. There's a lot of things that are involved, a lot of logistics that you wouldn't think of. You can't just jump on and start recording and expect people to listen to it. So the podcast is going to be about pickles. It's also going to be about sports. It's going to be about MMA, which is a sport, I guess. You know, we're going to talk about current events, you know, things that we're excited about, controversial stuff. We're going to get to the bottom of a lot of stuff. And the subject matter is going to be open. This is not going to be like the Joe Rogan podcast where we have one guest on and, you know, a repeating narrative. You know, we're not going to talk about how ripped and athletic shaved monkeys are, for instance. And we're probably not going to talk about mushrooms being the reason that humans evolved. You know, crazy stuff like that. So we're not going to talk about that stuff. We're going to talk more about stuff that's real, stuff that's happening in your life, stuff that's going to affect you, stuff that's affecting us. It's going to be a real thing here. And I've got someone on the podcast here that's going to be joining me next episode, my friend Jamal. Now, he's going to add a voice to this podcast that is going to be extremely dynamic. I'm super excited about possibly having Jamal be a centerpiece of this podcast because he's one of the smartest guys I've ever met. And that's saying a lot because I know a lot of smart people. But at the same time, there's a certain wokeness about who I want to be associated with. And I'm not talking about the wokeness, you know, on Twitter and social media. I'm talking about actually getting down to the bottom of all this crap that we're being thrown at in 2020, right? It's a crazy year. I personally got laid off from my job a couple weeks ago. It was late in the game. Used to work for a tech company, and they took all their most talented salespeople that made the most money, and they you know, gave us a severance package and said, get out. No reason to be bitter at all, because it gives me a chance to have some time to set up this podcast and, you know, show people that they can do this. You know, you don't have to stick with a 9-to-5. In fact, it's leaning more towards the fact that I don't think people are going to be wanting to do 9-to-5s anymore. I mean, we're going to need people to do that, but a lot of stuff's going to go remote. And a lot of people are going to be out of work. I mean, one thing I wanted to talk about was that these tech companies, not unlike the one I used to work for, are doing a lot of stuff that is kind of surprising. I don't know if you guys heard about this automation robot that they have that flips burgers. There's actually a restaurant, I think it's out in Maine. I'll have to double check on that. I don't have my fact checker here, but it's a restaurant based solely upon the gimmick that they're using this robot in the store, right? And it's just like, oh, okay, come to the restaurant where the robot flips you burgers, right? That's the whole thing. And they pretty much figured out that they save so much money by not hiring people to actually flip the burger and do the tedious tasks. And I'm not saying that, you know, the food business is where it's at, but there's people that need that job. You know what I mean? And we're just trending in the direction in society where everything is, it's going to be automated. And I think that skills, like real world skills, are just being, I don't know what the word for it, diluted, right? Because if you look at these job applications out there, I don't understand how anybody can look at these job applications and say, oh yeah, that person exists. I mean, you look at some of this crap that you see on application on job descriptions that say, oh, we want 3 to 5 years of experience in this certain field. You have to have this degree. You also have to be able to maintain this, that, this, that, this, 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 and that, this, and that, this, and that. So you're expected to do this, you're expected to do that. That's all great information. However, the last person that I saw doing that job for your company was sitting at his desk drinking coffee, eating gummy bears, and watching YouTube. Employers, wake up. Hire some people based off of skills and determination and not experience. You need to give people experience. Or you can just keep hiring the same people until they're 100 years old and they can no longer do the job, right? Because a lot of these people are not retiring and these jobs just aren't opening up. Amongst the COVID crisis, it's pretty scary, man, because not only do you have half the workforce out of work, but you also have so many other things going against us, right? Student debt, terrible economy. And don't say it's good because it's just temporary. You know, a lot of stuff, man. Does anybody else remember in high school when you were maybe confronted or approached by a sort of adult with a clipboard and said, hey, you want to apply for a credit card? How many people applied for a credit card when they're 18 years old, spent that up within minutes, and carried that debt for years? I would like to see the numbers. It's really crazy, man. When we were growing up, we were told by our superiors, by our teachers, by our institutions, go get a college degree, get a student loan, go pick what you want to do and go do it. You're the next generation. You're going to do amazing things. Go do it. Woo! Just kidding. Here's some really high student loan debt and you'll never be able to apply for credit until you pay it off. Joke's on you. It's really not fair, man. You got a millennial, right? A millennial, typical millennial, right? A lot of determination, a lot of smarts, not so many real world skills. And I don't blame that on them. Blame it mostly on schools and them not teaching them how to, manage their finances and stuff like that. But man, I would rather have an entitled millennial come in and learn the basis of the job and get some real world experience and be able to carry that person into the future of the company. I would rather do that than keep some stagnant 60-year-old marketing director around who's very comfortable in his position. He's been there for years. His salary keeps going up and he's ready to retire and the company's not going to get rid of him until he's up, right? And that guy's going to work till he's 70 because they're using all the Medicaid, right, to stay alive and stay healthy so they can keep working stubbornly or inadvertently because of their financial situation, but you're just not getting out of the workforce and there's no room for us. I mean, and job applications are ridiculous now because you look at a job application and the titles of these things are so crazy, like account executive, professional account executive, right? You're thinking, oh man, that's a CEO. No, that's an entry-level sales job with an unguaranteed salary and the commission's up in the air, right? And everything is labeled more complicated than it really is. You might as well just call it entry-level sales position. And that's kind of the problem that I have. Everything is labeled, blown out of proportion. The expectations are super high. Same with hiring process. I mean, you'll have a perfect candidate come in and you find out that they called their girlfriend too many times 8 years ago and got a harassment charge. You're not going to hire that guy, right? You're going to be super picky. That's what companies do, man. they hold themselves back because they're too used to this old world ideology that everything has to be perfect, that there is a perfect candidate that exists. Newsflash, the person you're describing in your job ad doesn't fucking exist. Or they're comfortable with their job, doing great, been there for years, and they're not leaving. So what do you want? Do you want somebody to get fired from their job or get laid off that has experience come to you? Because that's the only way you're going to get these imaginary people that exist. This whole experience thing on resumes is quite crazy. I mean, I saw a job application for an app developer the other day, and it was an app development assistant, someone that just helps an app designer, right? And they wanted 3 to 5 years experience. How many people out there followed around an app developer for 5 years learning the trade? No, that's an apprenticeship. What the fuck are you talking about, corporation? What do you want? That's the problem so many people are faced with, and I don't know if I'm the only one that's feeling that, but I got a marketing degree, and it's done nothing for me. imagine if I would have kept my communications degree going, how that would have worked out. Oh, boy. I'd be flipping burgers so good right now. So anyway, that's my rant about, you know, the situation that we're kind of dealing with right now. This podcast is to address stuff like that, to help people, to go over things that's not being talked about, to go over things that are being talked about and offer new perspectives, right? It's not just about pickles, even though we are in a giant pickle right now. But seriously, we are. We're in a pickle. We're going to find a way out. We don't know how we're going to do it yet. Probably has to do something with COVID being gone. And I can't wait for it to be gone. We're not even going to talk about COVID-19 on this podcast. That's off limits. Just about as off limits as bread and butter pickles. Because if you like bread and butter pickles, you need to go get your taste buds checked. Because I totally disagree with the way your body has... tasted pickles. Like, you don't make sweet pickles, man. And if you do, you're it's not a pickle. What it is a floppy piece of candy with some pickle flavoring. That's what I think about when I think about bread and butter pickles. I threw my dog a bread and butter pickle the other day, and he didn't even fucking touch it, eat it, look at it, nothing. He scoffed at it and sneezed at it. All right? There's certain things you can give dogs and know that they're just not supposed to be food, right? Like, I don't know. I can't really think of another example of food that dogs won't eat, like fucking lettuce. Do you think a dog looks at a piece of lettuce and says, nah, I don't want to eat that? No, of course the dog wants to fucking eat it. It's food. But it probably knows in its... It probably knows that the salad has no nutrition and its instincts are just kicking in. That's a leaf, bro. Don't eat it. Same with bread and butter pickles. Whoever invented them, God have mercy on their soul. I hope they're 6 feet deep right now. Just kidding. I don't wish death upon anyone, but, hey, bread and butter pickles, you're getting there, man. You're pushing it. We're not going to be doing any bread and butter reviews. We might do one bread and butter pickle review on here just to talk smack about it and tell you how gross it is. And that's how it's going to be. I don't like bread and butter pickles, and we're not going to talk about them. So now that I've been a dick and laid out some rules, we're going to go tell you about the next podcast, right? If you want to hear more about what's going on and actually hear some new perspectives other than me, tune in next time. For our podcast, we're going to be reviewing Wickles Dirty Pickles, which is an internet pickle that I've been told about. People have praised it. I've never personally tried it. So we're going to order a jar and we're going to review Wickles Dirty Pickles And my noisy son in the background is probably going to get one because it's super spicy and he's going to have no idea. And that's his punishment for interrupting my podcast. So I hope you guys are having a great day. You know, whether you're laid off, whether you're making 100K, whether you're drunk right now, whether you're high, stoned, whether you're out in the woods inside, you're welcome to join in, man. We love you. We want you to listen to our podcast and we want you to get something out of it because we're going to provide a lot of good stuff. So that's it for the podcast today. Just want to thank everyone for tuning in. This is Kyle signing off. We'll talk to you soon. Drink the juice.